as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Let's do it, man.
You're listening to The Sessions at Midori House with me, Robert Bound. This week, we welcome British soul singer Andrea Triana into the studio. In the past, Andrea has worked with artists such as Flying Lotus, Mr. Scruff and Bonobo, who also produced her debut record, Lost Where I Belong, in 2010. I'll be chatting to Andrea in a little bit, but for now, here she is performing Gold. Take it away.
Lord only knows this heart is free. A brand new day is at my feet, and I'll sing it low, low and sweet. I give in more soul, give it all of me. It all feels like gold, gold to me. Might not be diamonds, but it shines for me. It all feels like gold, gold to me. It ain't lost in silence, it's all good to me. Sing it, yeah, 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 yeah. Simple things light me up. What a beautiful world, and I see the love in everything and everyone. I'm digging so deep, oh, the time will come. It all feels like gold, gold to me. Might not be diamonds, but it shines for me. It all feels like gold, gold to me. It ain't lost in silence, it's all good to me. Sing it, yeah. More than I ever believed. I'm touching the sky where the angels keep falling. It's all good to me. It's all good to me. It all feels like gold, gold to me. Might not be diamonds, but it shines for me. It all feels like gold, gold to me. It ain't lost in silence, it's all good to me. Now sing it, yeah. Silent, it's all good to me. It all feels like gold, all gold to me. It ain't lost in silence, it's all good to me. All good to me, good to me, good to me. You're so good to me.
Andrea, thank you so much for a fantastic live session. The record is wonderful. It's got a great full sound, which we didn't hear there, but we've let people into the kind of maybe a little bit more of the songwriting process, maybe, because it's a bit more stripped down. How do you write this stuff? Do you write with a piano? Do you write just Are you the kind of harmonies on a dictaphone kind of songwriter? How do the bare bones of the songs begin?
It's always generally with guitar, piano, and then just starting off with like a couple of chords, and then from there, like melodies come in your head, and then from there, the lyrics kind of come from the melodies. So it's all a very organic process. The tough bit is actually fine tuning it and making it a proper song. You know, that's where the maths comes in. I feel like.
Okay, yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, do you need that thing? Do you need to know where the song is going? Do you need to know where it ends up to be able to kind of start it? You know, when people talk about writing a story, some people just kind of, you know, they start scribbling and ideas come into their heads. Does a song work in the same way? Do you need to know what the ending's going to be?
Personally, I do. And I feel like, you know, you're kind of writing the story and it all gears towards the chorus. And then it's like, that's what it's about, you know. I've got a broken heart, you know.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is you want to say. So, yeah, I mean, those fine-tuning moments and making sure everything makes sense can be quite an intense process, but it's really satisfying. I really enjoy the songwriting process. This is Song for a Friend.
For all the broken pieces to fade and lay your head upon my shoulder till you wake. Sleep through the stormy winter and we'll escape. And you know I will be here at the end of the day. You know you're never alone. When times are hard, oh, I'll hold you close. Just let love heal you, and I'll do the same. And you know I will be here at the end of.
People are always interested, I think, in the relationship between the artist and the producer. Who chooses whom? How do you guys riff off each other?
Well, I think you both need to choose each other.
Yeah.
You know, you both need to have things that connect you, but you also need to have differences. You know, you bring out different things from each other. And I think it was exactly like that working with Matt. You know, we definitely gelled and had a wicked laugh. And, you know, he's a brilliant guy, but he just really encouraged me to be a lot bolder, to go crazy with my harmonies or whatever it is I want to do. So it was a really wonderful process. You know, it's very intense, but when you're working so hard with someone that's really awesome and you're having a good time, you don't really notice.
It doesn't feel like work.
No.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, a whole day's gone by, or 2 days, and then the song's here, then the album's here. How did that happen?
Is that something you were searching for, someone to sort of bring, not bring yourself out of yourself, but someone that admires your more outlandish or your more ambitious ideas, whether it's with your voice, whether it's with the kind of genre of songs you want to do, whether it's to get funkier, or it's to do different stuff? Is that what you're looking for, rather than someone that's saying, that's not 3 minutes, that's not going to make it on the radio? That's not, you need someone that can help you blossom, I guess.
Definitely. And I think I felt that throughout the whole writing process. You know, I wanted to work with people that would push me, and then push me outside of my comfort zone. Because, you know, I really wanted to improve my songwriting and my general artistry, so to speak. So, all the people I worked with did that, and Matt especially.
You know you're never alone. When times are hard, oh, I'll hold you close. Just let love heal you, and I'll do the same. And you know I will be here at the end of the day. The arms of love will pick you up, wrap you up till you catch your breath. You catch your breath. And through the storm and reckless skies, endless days and the sleepless nights, well, I will be by your side. You know you're never alone. When times are hard, oh, I'll hold you close. Just let love heal you, and I'll do the same. You know I will be here at the end of the day.
It's an interesting thing you should say there. Like, I wanted to improve my songwriting, my artistry, because it's something you're born with. It's a gift, and you've got such a fantastic voice, and those songs kind of seem plucked out of the ether rather than written. They seem such natural compositions. But it is something. It's a job of work, right? I mean, yeah. I saw you on stage at the Village Underground in East London a few weeks back, and that was a very commanding performance. That's something... It clearly wasn't the first time you were up there, you know what I mean? Is that something that you consciously do, or is it just something that comes with age, with maturity, with having a record out you're proud to sing the songs of? Where does it come from?
Yeah. Do you mean the commanding thing?
I mean, well, I mean getting up there and having and you know, having an audience from the front to the back of the room, kind of being able to eat out of your hand and be able to give them an air of expectation and all the rest of it.
I feel like it's...
Because you can't do all that in front of the bedroom mirror with a hairbrush.
Well, you know, that's where it all starts. That's it. That's where it all starts, yeah. I'm sure, with so many singers. I don't know, you know, I'm always just striving to do as much as I can to improve and to be the best that I can. And I never feel like I'm there. But, you know, the whole live thing is such an important thing to me. Apart from writing songs, performing live is... It's huge, you know, and... Being able to share the music that you love is such an honour. So I feel like it's my duty to reach out as much as possible, be as open as possible. And my ultimate goal is, like, you know, I just want, hopefully, every person that came to see a show to leave happier than they arrived. That's going to be my life's work. But I'm on it, bit by bit.
No small thing.
Yeah, no small thing.
Sort of changed the world, but it's fine. It's easy. And before we go, we'll have to address your voice. It's such an instrument. It's such an amazing thing. It might seem a bit of an obvious question, but when did you first realise you've got this voice? Everyone sings their favourite, you know, songs on the radio when they're a kid and all the rest of it. But how do you know when it's something that actually you need to channel, you need to take care of, you can build on it?
I think it was just always something that made me feel good. It was just always a thing that I loved. It was just always a thing that I loved to share the most. And then I got to a point where I was like, I really love this. Maybe I should try and make it my job. One of those crazy dreams. And here I am. This song is called Everything You Never Had, Part 2.
September falls, autumn's in the air. A hand-me-down blazer, a plaid in my hair. Never on time, that's the way it goes. I'm dragging my heels down Atlantic Road. Rich in poor girl's clothes, kept me safe when the world was cold. It didn't matter, they were one up before. I never wanted for anything more. When we were nothing, we had it all. Your arms of loving were all I wanted. Cause you gave me everything that you never had. I think you're something I wanna be. Your arms of loving, I'm coming home. Cause you gave me everything that you never had. You take my hand when I come on knee. You kiss it better, you heal me. And even now, when it gets too much, you're by my side. I'm rich in secondhand clothes. Keep me safe when the world is cold. It doesn't matter, they were one up before. And I don't want for anything more. When we were nothing, We had it all. Your arms of loving were all I wanted. 'Cause you gave me everything that you never had. I think you're something I wanna be. Your arms of loving, I'm coming home. 'Cause you gave me everything that you never had. You gave me everything that you never had.